This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the roof. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
We are back. This is Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being, you know, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. That's what you want to be. You want to get as much information as humanly possible. That's that way. And you know what? I'm not always right. Sometimes I get it wrong. You know, I'm as human as you are. And so check me out. Make sure that I'm giving you the right information. Don't be a victim of your last conversation, the last thing you heard. Because that's just as dangerous for you as it is for me or anybody else. So, you know, make sure I'm telling you the truth. All right, head over to the website, realside.com, where you can watch live, you can listen live, take the poll, you can join the chat room that's going on there. Always some people in there, a lot smarter than I am. The proof is just go over and read what they're writing. And, you know, again, I know we're on Facebook, and I don't want to tout Facebook, and I'll tell you why. Because in a heartbeat, as they've done to me before, they can take us down in seconds. And, you know, we were on Facebook for years. We were getting 200,000 views an hour. Yeah, you heard me, 200,000 views an hour. And whether they were 3-minute views, 10-minute views, 1-hour views, I don't know, I don't care. But apparently it bothered Facebook enough to eventually throttle us back and then pull the page. And they've done that to us a couple of times. And the same thing with Twitter. They decided to do the same thing to us and throttle us back. To give you an idea, I think on one Twitter page we had 13,000 followers and another we had 8. Actually, originally, on one page alone, we had 60,000 followers. And overnight, we lost like 40,000 of them. I'm on Parler. And if you guys, you know, again, some of you guys got some really weird, what are they called, handles. So I don't know what's you, so I don't, you know, let me know that you're following me from Twitter or you're following me from Facebook or you're a listener. But, I mean, we get more traction on Parler in a relatively short period of time. We've got more followers on Parler in a relatively short period of time. So I know it isn't that we've become, you know, the big suck show overnight and nobody wants to listen anymore. It's because they've been throttling us back. People don't even know where, there are some people who don't even know we're around anymore. So I'm done with it. If you go to the website, you can find a station list. You know, I mean, seriously, listen on the station. Listen on your phone if you want to. We have an app, as you heard earlier. We have an Apple and an Android app. So do what you, I mean, I want you involved. I want you to listen. I want you engaged. I try to give you as many ways as you can. I mean, YouTube was the same way. We get 30, 40,000 views an hour. And then all of a sudden, you know, we're struggling to get 50. Overnight. Not like it tapered off. And again, this isn't for you to have a cry fest for Joe. They're doing this to all conservatives. This is nothing new. That's why, you know, Timmy and I used to laugh when people were complaining about their pages being shut down or throttled back, whatever. Yeah, join the club. We've been in that basement for a long time. So there's all kinds of things. Look, some of you, I know you don't have a lot of money. Some of you have a lot of money. You got shows like mine and others. There's a contribute button on the show. You throw $5, $10, $20, whatever. Enough of you do it. It's a decent little income and it helps keep the show on. We're not going anywhere. This isn't like, oh my God, we're done. It's not what I'm saying. But my point is, if you truly care about us and you truly want to help out, $20 a month, $25 a month, $5 here and there makes a big difference, because it's not just the money itself. It's the fact that you care enough, like the show, like the commentator enough, to give something invaluable. Money is valuable. So, again, this is not a plea. It's more of just general information. You know, if you go to the Real Side store, we've got, you know, coffee mug shirts and a whole bunch. I got masks. Where's my mask? If you're going to be forced to wear a mask, you might as well let them feel the pain. Okay? I've got a Trump 2020 mask for sale on there. Helps us. It helps us out a lot. And the nice thing about it, okay, is it'll make those people in the department stores that can't stand Trump, it'll make them crazy. Because they're looking at you, ringing you up, and they're having to look at the name Trump. So, but I got to tell you guys something. I don't know if you guys have, you know, some people say to me, I'm worried that somebody's going to beat the crap out of me. Look, unless you live in downtown L.A., nobody's going to beat the crap out of you. Let's start off there. You're going to get scowls. You're going to get that kind of stuff. But I wear a shirt. When I went out on the weekends, I got some old T-shirts. But one of them is Stand for America. That's simple. That cannot be a divisive term. If that's a divisive term, you need to move to Venezuela. All right? So it's just hashtag stand, or for you old folks, pound stand for America. I've got those shirts, too. And the beauty behind those shirts, or behind that, is that you're just, you know, I wear it out with the shirt. I wear my Trump mask. I'm telling you, 8 out of 10 times I get a thumbs up. I get it. I love your mask. I love your shirt. Now, the argumentative Joe wants to go, well, then why don't you wear a mask? Why am I the only guy wearing the mask and wearing the shirt? Let me tell you where you can get one. Matter of fact, I'll tell you what. If you wear it today around the store here, I'll give you one right now. That's what I want to say to them. But what it tells me is that they're voting for Trump. They're on our side. They haven't learned how to take the heat yet, which is okay. It takes a while. And you'll get there, too. But there's no reason why she can't be doing this. There's no reason. You know, look at what happened this week with the RNC. And it's not because I'm a Republican, because in the past, those things have bored the heck out of me. You know, so-and-so's going to speak. They're usually all politicians. And it's the same old, but that's not what you heard this time. I mean, think about the big tent mentality. You had Democrats, Republicans, and maybe even some independents there speaking at the RNC. You had black females. You had black males. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Can't you see what I'm trying to tell you? I love you. Why don't you marry me?
Why, marry you?
You take me and I'll take a vacation. I'll need a vacation if we're going to get married.
The Real Fight on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. You know, I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. You know, head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. A lot happening up there, a lot going on. You know, but get involved and get engaged. This is... I usually use this segment to do a cleanup of the week, you know, the stories we're dealing with and talking about. And I just received an email from someone who is a parent and saw the news You know, a lot of high schools across the country, they do a morning news show. And they talk about what's going on, not just in the world, but, you know, locally and in the school and things the kids can look forward to. It's a great idea. It's one way for kids to get their information. The problem now that the school districts are having is the parents are actually seeing this stuff. They're actually seeing what the teachers and others are pushing down on them. So I would admonish you to do what this parent did and others have been doing. Inundate your school board with emails and phone calls when information is being pumped out there that's not quite true. And many of the stuff that's going down now with, you know, the shootings and what have you, it's because a lot of teachers are a lot of teachers, not all, but a lot of teachers are liberal, are having a liberal spin on them, obviously. These riots, these things that are going on, the violence is being blamed on the right, Antifa, and it's unfounded. And here's the funny thing about it, because many of these teachers would never put up with a parent, challenging them on what they're saying. So I would admonish you this: instead of complaining, teach your kids to push back. Teach your kids to have the truth ready to go, ready to fire. Seriously, not joking. So I want you to really take this to heart. Some of you that you know, maybe you're sick of fighting, or you don't want to fight, or you don't want your kids to be called out. All right, so then who? Who's going to do the fighting? You going to wait for somebody else to do it? Because if you're not really willing to engage, then don't complain to your trustees. Don't complain to the education board. You got to do something. Right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the time that you spend with us. Back to what was going on this week at the RNC. You know, the RNC really, really showed a cross-section of America that you didn't see at the DNC. Now, you could say you did. You had Hispanics there. You had blacks, black females, black males. You had white folk, the whole nine yards, right? But where was the love for America? Because the whole thing was how bad, was on how bad America is, how we've lost our way, how we had bad orange men. I would love to get one of them. Bad orange men who had turned the economy around. Bad orange men who had the lowest unemployment rates. And look at today. You've got an economy, for all intents and purposes, based on what's going on around the world and in this country, is roaring. They've had records set over the last few days. You had 9 more million people go back to work since the crap hit the fan, if you would. You would have saw. You didn't see that under Obama. You didn't see that under that administration. If Biden gets in, listen carefully to what he said he's going to do. There'll be many jobs lost again. One of the comments made by Ivanka Trump was that Trump has changed D.C., and D.C. is not. And if you think about it, I have the same complaint about some of my political friends that I've had over the years. They go to Sacramento, they go to D.C., wherever they're going. In a relatively short period of time, they're not the same person we sent there, we voted for. Trump has been here for 4 years. He's not gone there with the mindset of getting reelected. He's gone there with the mindset of making America great again. Making America better, helping it get to its potential. I mean, I'm speaking from the heart to some of you. I know the trolls are out there listening to me, and you hate Trump because of the last tweet that you saw, or headline, or what have you. You know, and you need to get informed, but you also need to engage. When you hear all this stuff about Trump, prove it. Tell them to prove it. You had a black president, a black, and a black AG for 8 years, and the black community suffered. Why do you think there's so many black Democrats, black legislators stepped up to support Trump? Leo Terrell couldn't stand couldn't stand Trump. And what happened? He's opened his mouth and he said Trump has done more for the black community in 3 years than the Dems have done in 40. I don't know. Last I checked, he was a black man. Is he an idiot? I mean, I'd love him and a few other blacks to get on Don Lemon's show and fill him full of truth, because Don couldn't find the truth if you put it in a bag and handed it to him. But I want you to think about something here. Let's go back to my original comment, which is Trump has changed D.C. I'm sorry, he changed the party. Remember in 16, they wouldn't rally around him because he wasn't one of them. They wouldn't rally around him because he wasn't conservative enough. But George W. was? I mean, the guy that he appointed, Roberts? I mean, come on, think about it. See, it's easy to say these things. It's easy to say you're a conservative. Easy to say you're a Christian. Easy to say you're a Jew. But what's it show? What's your action show? You know, Billy Bob Clinton, Obama, George W. You're going to move the embassy to Jerusalem. That made the Jews happy. But they didn't do it. And to the Jewish community, why do you keep voting for these people who lie to you? Trump did it. And he was beat up for it. Think about something. He was beat up for making a promise, coming through on the promise, and making it happen. We are screwed up. So we'll see your host. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. We'll be right back. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi. I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
U.S. USA Radio News with John Hunt.
A judge has postponed the decision on whether a 17-year-old should be returned to Wisconsin to face charges in the killing of two people on the streets of Kenosha during unrest following the police shooting of Jacob Blake. The Illinois judge granted Kyle Rittenhouse's request to delay the extradition hearing to September 25th during a brief hearing that was streamed online. Rittenhouse, who is being held, did not appear. The gains keep piling up on Wall Street, and the S&P 500 rallied again to close out its fifth straight winning week. The benchmark index rose 23.46 to 3508, setting another record high and several more superlatives. It was the seventh straight day of gains for the index. It also capped a 3.3% rally for the week to cement its longest weekly winning streak since December, before coronavirus swept the world and sent economies tumbling into recession. This is USA Radio News.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
You can do what you want to us, but we're not going to sit here and listen to you badmouth the United States of America.
To the real side. Some of you send me emails and you ask me during the break, you know, what am I doing? I'm looking at whatever. I'm looking intently at things like the microphone. Microphone's got little wires on it, right? Not you know, they're little elastics, so that every time I hit the desk or what have you, don't hear me hit the desk. And every once in a while, there one of the breaks, it kind of snaps. You know what I'm saying? And the microphone is all cocked and what have you. So I'm not looking at it because I'm admiring the microphone. I'm looking at it trying to figure out where that rubber piece went so it doesn't hit me in the face later on. Joe Bezzini, like, you really care, but I thought it was funny. Joe Bezzini, your host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure. Thanks so much for being with me. I really do appreciate the time that you spend with us, you know, and texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution, as I always like to say. And I do want you part of the solution. I don't want you agreeing with me because you like me and it's come out of my mouth and it's okay. No, what I want you to do is I really want you to get involved and prove what I said. Right? I mean, seriously. Go look it up yourself. You don't have to spend hours. But go spot check what I'm saying to you. I think you'd be surprised. Anyhow, again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So I'm talking about, you know, Trump changing the party, and I want you to think about something. You know, the party in 16, anti-Trump, they didn't like him. They weren't really hot on Trump. They didn't think he could win. So they weren't hot on Trump. You know, I am so happy. I hope you guys are too, that we didn't get Romney Ryan. I was not gung-ho about Romney Ryan. Go back to those days. I was not totally excited about those two. And I was saying, when Ryan first came into the picture, a lot of you guys were like, oh, yeah, you know, young blood, young Republican. No. I said back then, he was the first pass at Republican progressivism that we have seen. I was right. I was 100% on. And now he's on the board at Fox, and look where Fox is going. Not that he's the only one making it happen, but look at the direction Fox has gone in. You know, you've got people on that station now that were, you know, caught cheating and lying and all kinds of other fun stuff. Like Donna Brazile. What is she doing there? And then she can get nasty with other people that are on there, but if anybody gets nasty with her, they're attacking the black woman. That's the game that the left plays, and you have to stop. You have to stop. And you know how you make it stop? You push back. Do not let them. You know, when you see a bully pounding on and or verbally abusing somebody, what do? They cower. They kind of bend down. They back. Don't back up. Hold your ground. Do what that young man did that just got $250 million from CNN. Because even when the quote-unquote Native American was in his face, he didn't do anything. He didn't back down. He didn't back up. He just stood there. And he smiled at the guy. What you need to do, you need to fight back. And that's the way you fight back. So, President Trump, I mean, by the way, his policies, you know, people, well, he's trying to swoon the black community. No, he's trying to do the right thing. That's all he's trying to do for people. For people, for Americans, not white Americans, not black Americans, not Hispanic Americans. And to show you how backwards the Democrat Party is, they keep talking about how President Trump does this stuff to benefit himself. He's lost over $1 billion as president. He's actually gone down in his net worth. And isn't it interesting that the people that go from being almost spit poor end up multimillionaires, they complain about rich people, and they talk about how Trump is lining his pockets. I'm sorry, that's delusional. I used to think it was hypocrisy. It's not. It's delusional. It's a sickness. It's a mental illness. And they won't even respond to you. I mean, look at Newsom. Look at the stuff. I hope the FBI nails him big time. The chief victim of this week's Republican National Convention is a Democrat big lie that President Donald Trump is a minority, immigrant-hating, racist, xenophobic, whatever. I mean, add all the other words. A parade of speakers of color and Americans with foreign accents turned this slander into a smoking, smoldering ruin for these people. It's an honor to be with you as a proud Republican and supporter of Donald J. Trump, said Kentucky's charismatic Attorney General Daniel Cameron, 34-year-old black man. First black attorney general for Kentucky. He said, I also think about Joe Biden, who says, if you're not voting for me, you ain't black. Who argued that the Republicans would put us back in chains. Who says there's no diversity of thought in the black community? Mr. Vice President, look at me. I'm black. We're not all the same, sir. I'm not in chains. My mind is my own, and you cannot tell me how to vote. The Democrats believe if you're black, if you're Hispanic, if you're gay, lesbian, transgender, if you're any of those fringes or minorities or whatever, you belong to them. You heard me. Not you should vote for them. You belong to them. And if you vote any other way, you're dumb. You're not very smart. Just ask Don Lemon. He went on to say, I know what racism looks like. I've seen it firsthand in America. It has no resemblance to President Trump. That's a quote of Jack Brewer, an NFL veteran. He said, a black man, a lifelong Democrat. He said, I'm fed up with the way he's portrayed in the media. The media refuses to acknowledge anything that he's actually done for the black community. Brewer went on to say, let's lay this out. Before the China virus capsized everything, Trumponomics, as he put it, delivered blacks and Hispanics in the lowest unemployment rates in American history. Oh, yeah, Obama did that, though, just so we're clear. Thanks to Trump, GOP tax cuts and job acts, $75 billion in private investments have poured into 8,700 opportunity zones. They're invigorating low-income, chiefly minority communities. President Trump's first STEP Act and criminal justice reform freed the mass incarceration, some 3,100 largely black nonviolent inmates, many of them imprisoned by guess who? Legislation pushed by Joe Biden. President Trump secured long-term funds for summer school Pell Grant access, debt forgiveness, so much more for America's 101 historically black colleges and universities. So they don't have to keep begging for money every year. He made it long-term. He increased school choice options, funded the Washington, D.C. Opportunity Scholarship Program. Again, mostly benefiting black students. As America's most pro-life president ever, Trump has made it easier for unborn black babies to be delivered rather than aborted. There were almost 350. I want you to think about this. All right? And by the way, if you're one of those racists who are good with this, this is not a show for you. 350,000 in 2070 black babies were aborted. Almost. Right? Isn't that exciting? Do you not see the fact that when Planned Parenthood opens continues to open their butcher facilities in the inner cities? What is that all about? Go back and look at what Margaret Sanger's original plan was. He said, we for years fought the congressional battles with past congressmen and senators. They were part of a broken system. They ignored us. President Trump showed up, took office, and the Navajo Nation Vice President Myron Litzer said that from Shiprock, New Mexico, that Trump delivered the largest financial funding package ever to the Indian county or country. $8 billion. But he hates everybody. It just doesn't make any sense.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's Shop, S-H-O-P, Super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is ShopSuperTea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's ShopSuperTea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-LIZZO, 855-732-5556. Really, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. You know, guys, it's funny. Some of you know or don't know, I'm a trustee on a school board in Southern California. It's an education board. And I'm getting more and more emails from parents who were unaware of what was being taught in school, unaware of what their kids were learning. And please, don't take this as me pounding on your children. Not it. I mean, or pounding on parents. But I deal with junior high school and high school, so your kids have been to school for a while. They've been subjected to this stuff for a while. Where have you been? And don't tell me you've been working, because I work too. Are you checking in? I mean, are you checking in and finding out what's going on with your kids? Have you been doing it on a regular basis? Seriously. I mean, bottom line with this is, if you don't speak to your kids more about this, if you're not talking to your kids about what's going on, if you're not looking at the curriculum, then the only one they're listening to is their teachers, a person that they're in front of for hours every day. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Why don't you organize like the more liberal-leaning parents do in your areas? Why don't you organize groups that will push back on the teachers, push back on the administration, push back on the trustees in your area? Some of you get all excited when you see somebody step up at a trustees meeting and lay out the board of trustees. You're excited that somebody was doing that. Well, why isn't that one you? Hey, look, again, this is not me browbeating you just to do so. I want you to think. You don't like the curriculum? Guess who chooses the curriculum? Your school board. Based on what staff tells them they should be doing. So get on their case. Don't let them get away with it. When it comes to what goes off, in the school newspaper, the curriculum that's being pushed on them, don't let them get away with it. Open your mouth. Push back on them. And make sure you have support. You need to have support, my God. And they need to have support. You know, one of my complaints to the people who elected me, where are you when I need you? Now, some of you, I get it. You don't know. You don't understand. You don't know what's going on. I got that. But when you do and you pay attention, every school board in the country puts out an agenda a week before the meeting. Well, a couple days before the meeting anyhow. Peruse it really quick. Have your buzzwords. You know what to look for. You people are educated, if you would. Make noise. That's what the other side does. And when they make noise, most boards react. And don't say, I don't want to be like them. Yes, you need to be like them. I've been saying it for a long time. Enough with the nice. If your kids are being taught the sexually explicit sex education programs and you don't want it, don't sit there and go, well, I don't want my kid ostracized and I don't want to be that. No, don't do that. You'll easily, I'm telling you, I know from my position, you'll easily find 50% of parents that are on your side. Easily. And they need to be as noisy as the other side. Get involved. Open your mouth. Get engaged. Stop worrying about what it's going to do to your kids. What's the long-term damage when your kids get information they don't need that's not age-appropriate? You know, Planned Parenthood, the mindset in the school districts is, you know, we want you to have safe sex, but if it fails and you get pregnant, we can help you with that too. But you really shouldn't hold back your feelings. You really should not have sex because your parents tell you it's a religious thing or it's not good for you. Why wouldn't it be good for you? I'm not joking. You should read some of their stuff. Read some of the literature that's given to your children, backed by Planned Parenthood, funded by Planned Parenthood. I mean, ultimately, if it feels good, do it. Because, you know, if a mistake happens, we can... Remember what President Trump said? President Obama said? He didn't want his kids saddled with a mistake. The creation of a... The closest you ever come to truly being like God. Based on his rules, you create a life. And so I guess that gives you the right to snuff it out or something. Right? It's just amazing. All right. Trump has changed the party. I know, I get off track. Sorry. And when I say he's changed the party, remember, they couldn't stand him. Not presidential. Not this. Not that. You have seen Senator... Rand Paul come around, Senator Cruz. You've seen these legislators, these elected officials who couldn't stand him, who he verbally abused in the beginning, come around. And not just for the RNC. They've been talking about this for a while, about Trump's compassion, about him being more conservative than some of the people that showed up before him. About the judges that he's that he is appointed or nominated. Even Glenn Beck came out with a four-page, six-page apology to President Trump. He had them all wrong. Beck was making me crazy when Trump was running. He looked like he was, visibly looked like he was losing his mind. And this is the danger behind some of these guys. Why I tell you all the time, don't take my word for it. And my opinion is my opinion. I just happen to have a microphone and a bunch of stations that take the show. I come from a family of immigrants. I'm not the white boy that, you know, everybody likes to point to. Yeah, you know, he's a rich, white Republican. Look at him. Yeah, I'm just white because I don't get out of the sun. I'm in the cave most of the time here. But I come from a group of immigrants. My mom still speaks broken English. My aunt speaks broken English. So I don't want to hear about, I don't understand. I do understand. I hear their stories. I remember, I mean, I can remember back how my grandfather and grandmother were living. My aunts and uncles were living. But you know what? Even today at their age, they never complained about some of the things that they went through. My uncle used to say, my uncle Eddie used to tell me, you know, there's stupid people all over the place. You can't fight with everybody that calls you a guinea or a wop or a dago or anything along those lines. I know many of you just passed out, but, you know, I'm Italian. Go ahead and tell me how wrong I am. You know, you can't beat ignorance out of people. It doesn't work. I tried it in my early days. It doesn't work, let me tell you. You get tired, you get scratched up, you get beaten up yourself. That's why we say, you know, Dr. Bridges on with me. And some of you won't agree with this at all. I don't care. You won't agree with this at all, but the bottom line is instead of trying to beat up the other 98% to not hurt your son or daughter's feelings, teach your daughter or your son how to cope with hate, stupidity, ignorance. It's out there. You're not going to get rid of it. And anybody who thinks you're going to wipe it out real quick, you're out of your mind. We don't have to tolerate the hate. We don't have to tolerate the ignorance. But again, what are you going to do? You're going to punish it? You can't beat that out of people. You can't punish it. And you sure as heck can't legislate it out. So if, you know, your child's got is different in some way, shape, manner, or form. I have a lot of friends that are that are ginger friends. I guess that's the proper terminology for redheads and true redheads. You know, red hair, red eyebrows, the whole nine yards. And we have a ball together. And, you know, because we have some similar experiences. And they used to get made fun of all the time in school because they tend to have more white skin or more freckles and red hair and what have you. What if they tried to beat up everybody that said, what if they curled up into a ball and hid into a corner every time somebody made fun of them? Now, I'm not suggesting it's okay to make fun of anybody. But it's also not okay when somebody makes fun of you that you've taught your child to fall down to their knees, curl up in a ball, and start crying. Teach them how to cope. Teach them how to deal with it. And understand, they're not like that. Whatever they're being called, 99% of the time, they're probably not that. The other kid's jealous or mad or just hateful. And you're going to have that all through your life. Joe Messina, your host. God bless. You know, guys, have a great rest of the day. I hope you take a lot of what I say to heart, and I mean that sincerely. If you got kids, grandkids, nieces, nephews, do what you can do to strengthen their character. Not make them think that everybody owes to be nice to them or anything like that. Joe Messina, your host. God bless. Have a great rest of the day. Don't do anything stupid. I want you back with me. Check out the show, days, times, stations at TheRealSide.com. We will catch you later.